الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله سبحانه فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة والضلالة وأهلها في النار أعاذنا الله وعيالنا من النار. Having given praise, thanks, and glorification to Allah subhanahu, and we beseech Him to shower His endless mercies and benediction upon His looks of the Prophet Muhammad. We beseech Him to continuously guide us and keep us firm on the path of Al-Islam. The best of all guidance is the guidance of Allah. The best of all species is the speech of Allah. And the best of all guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, innovations in the deen is blameworthy, as every innovation leads to disruption. May Allah protect us. We and our lovers, our brothers, sisters, family, from the tormentful punishment of hellfire. Amen. I am particularly happy this evening to be part of our brothers from all over the country, as I've been just been told. That we have participants in this convention from the northern states, as we have from the southern states. This is University of the Learning. Of course, geographical distribution places of at the north central. Even though by tradition, by language, you may turn the speaker. We have engineers more. Turn me the beat. Okay. So, now you have to apply this knowledge. Interestingly, I'm not an engineer, but then I know there is a sort of communication between the mind and the speaker. Now it is okay. By geographical distribution, Kwara State is not central. So we see more like the Western people in terms of language. But we appear like the Northern people in terms of dress. And that puts us at advantage because al-general awla, we combine all those characteristics of the two regions and marry them to one. May Allah continuously protect us and protect every part of the region. I must particularly mention this before we go into the discussion offer. Subhanallah, despite the tense situation in the country, our brothers still find their way down. I want to believe it isn't because we want to hand over or assume position of leadership, but because how do we reorient ourselves How do we reorient our understanding as concerns the Islamic provision regarding our discipline? That's our engineering. Engineering is a beautiful course, and you would have established throughout this convention why it is beautiful course. Of course, except if you want to study about devil, even studying about devil may not be blameworthy. May not be blameworthy if it is to dissuade people and tell people why they must not be devilish. For if it is studying devil because of devil, then you have problems. عرفت الشر لا للشر ولكن لتوقيه ومن لم يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه. Again, to choose from the verses of Quran, I must commend those organizers who are choosing to bring us to very important part, like all other parts of the Quran, to talk about Surah Al-Nahl. For those who have memorized Quran or are still memorizing, this is one of the chapters that people find hard to memorize, because it is not full of narration, but it is full of analytical analogy, deductive reasoning, and establishment of fact that each of these facts exists separately, not linked. Immediately you are done with one, you go to next one. So it takes a very determined mind to bring these verses together without being confused. One interesting part of it is that all words and verses in this chapter of the Quran are very full of ideas and benefits that one cannot live without the other. I used to say, if it is easy for you, if Allah make it easy for you to memorize this verse or these verses, this surah, it is a sign that you will be able to understand and memorize other verses of the Quran. That's one reason. Another is, it opens the way to you to establishing tawheed. As I'm going to talk about this even before the translation. If it is translation you want, we can do that in 4 or 5 minutes and we send off. But you want us to do a rendition of the meaning of this verse in a way to bring the message close to our heart, so we appreciate it. I must mention here that I personally enjoy the recitation of the recital today. I should have never had that kind of beautiful voice. May Allah continue to bless your voice. It's very nice. Sorry, I had to look at it because we are used to some pattern of reading. Having said this, tafsir is not in our own region here done with that kind of voice. You sometimes need to be moved when you are doing tafsir. And I've listened to people do tafsir in the north while I was there to memorize Quran and for other assignments. I attended tafsir. I saw them go local in a way that people will appreciate. Nobody will be using the Sudesi voice to do Genesis. I hope our people from the north understand what is Genesis now. When you cut nuts. Okay, but then I have been restricted. Again, you still want to do tafsir For your tafsir now is not even in the language you are used to. Double tragedy. One, the tafsir has to be done in English. SubhanAllah. Again, the tafsir, you will not have a good agency that will use the kind of local intonation. I think we can try that. Even if I will use English. The only thing I'm afraid is when he starts to use that intonation, then my dialect will come in and my language will come in. So I hope that we will be able to bring the meaning closer to us. Surah An-Nahl is one of those verses revealed, one of those surahs revealed in Mecca. And you have a law. Whenever you read from the Quran, Allah challenged you to look at His creature. He preaches more of Tawheed. He wants you to make meaningful deductions from the universe and what it entails. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. You will know that this kind of verses were revealed in Mecca. But whenever you see, do this, don't do that. It's more in Medina, where we are today, bringing us closer. Our verses that want to bring us closer to appreciating the oneness of Allah. I want to give you a summary of what is in Surah An-Nahl before we start to do rendition of the verse. About 18 are summarily the components of Surah An-Nahl. The first one is Isbatu Tawheed wa Adillatul Qudratil Ilahiyya. When you read from Surah An-Nahl, the first thing you will gain is establishing the oneness of Allah in terms of His worship, in terms of His quality and attribute, in terms of His action. And this one has been established through different ways. One, تعداد النعم الكونية والمادية. Allah will establish and make us see His several bounties on earth. Even though I have got here before, but He didn't give you chair. So, you are welcome. Yes. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relays to us the numbers of His mercy and ni'amul kawniyya, the general benefits that does not exclude even the unbeliever. Of course, we have specific benefits that is meant for the Muslims. That Allah will give you, it may be ma'nawiyya or ma'diyya. And when we say ma'nawiyya, those are the abstract one that has to do with your faith, but will manifest in the concrete way of your life. Because al-ni'matul 'uzma wal kubra ni'matul Islam, the biggest of all mercies is the mercy of Islam, but yet you can't touch it. However, it is manifested in all your ways. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses from among His people whom He will give this to. Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusula wa min al-nas. This one is uncommon. And that is why we are always ashamed of Muslims not able to proclaim this to their religion. Because this is the best thing you can have. The most reasonable people on earth are the Muslims. But then, it doesn't imply, I used to tell people when I deliver lectures, I tell them that when it comes to making senses from worldly affairs, you may not be above many people. In fact, maybe the least person on earth. But that you are a Muslim, Allah said you are better than other persons. وَلَقَدَ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ وَلَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Did you see the deduction? Because they cannot reason with these that will bring them to establish the oneness of Allah, Allah condemn all the senses they have. أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are just like the flocks. It's fit also to bring those that should be in front now. You can come, but Amir must get the place. Yes, I have requested him to bring more chairs before. At least Amir should come. If Amir don't, oh, you brought only three? Okay, three will be enough now. If I have called you, then you have to show my respect is to respond to my call. Yes. وَلَا يَؤْمَنَّ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ إِلَّا مِنْ سِلْطَةُ الْأَمِيرِ. نمشي. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the best of all benefits, the benefits of all blessings, the blessings of Islam. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ وَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is what suits and relieves person. Whenever you read from this verse and say, what you have is actually greater than anything. Because you have money, it elates you when you die. It leaves you for the ni'mah, that's one that seems is abstract, to follow you to the grave. And when you're woken up on the day of resurrection, it still resides with you. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mah. But then, what leads you to recognizing that is also the physical benefits and blessings that I said is general for everybody to make inference. Allah used to leave some of the blessings in Surah An-Nahl. Allah talks about how He made rain to descend, how He changes the day and the night. How He gave us Al-An'am, the sheep to feed, how He gave us this same sheep and ram, and mentioned all this with the horses. وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا. I want to see people who have memorized, so that's why when I read you have to complete it. No, it also makes me know that I'm communicating with people. You have a lot of benefits. Alana said, لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَالْزِينَ وَيَخْلُقُوا بَرَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. He made us to eat from these animals and also make them our provisions in terms of other benefits. Allah described several of His blessings on us. Another one, from what you will understand from Surah An-Nahl, is muharabatu shirki wa awhamil mushrikeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us know that the idolaters have nothing to offer. And He makes several similitudes of them. For instance, He describes that what they are worshipping other than Allah cannot create anything. Instead, they are all created. Today, some people will tell me, and truly they will, that people are not involved in the worship, direct worship of idols. But subhanAllah, the idols have come in different forms. Sometimes it comes as a nation. Sometimes it comes as technology. Today, people, when you tell them about the miracles of Allah, they want to say, this technology, we keep that aside. And yes, you see Muslims read from the Quran, but within its heart, it did not believe in that supreme power that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only when you read from these verses, especially in Surah An-Nahl, that you will understand that Allah is the supreme being. Again, this surah also describes maqasid al-aqidati was-sulook, how we should have our undiluted creed and how our manners should be. You all understand when Allah is talking about justice, when He says you should be truthful, when He gives us all these, and even taught you how to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you talk about udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also in this surah, He gave us what is uncommon and cannot be gotten from anywhere. And that is what we refer to al-i'jaz al-ilmi wa al-tarbawi. We say this is where we need to speak Yoruba, but then I will try. The miracles in the Quran that Allah has described today that we are now discovering, it used to be miracle, but then it will remain that way. أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ ثم كل من كل الثمرات والسكي السبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف الوانه فيه شفاء للناس سبحانه فيه شفاء للناس. We are talking about a revelation that comes from the creator of the universe. Allah claims shifa, that's cure, in just one animal, Zambur. When it eases around you, you hate to hear it. When it stings you, maybe poisonous may be a source of cure. For يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَاب. It's going to get from the anus, subhanAllah, شَرَاب, that drink. What did Allah say about it? مُخْتَلِفٌ. In this part of Nigeria, we have only been able to see the brown honey. How many of you have seen white honey? Maybe from the north. Sometimes, when you read verses from the Quran, you will not understand until you travel around. I went to a place, they gave me honey. He says, what? Can you please stand up? Stand up, don't worry. Have you seen honey that is white? If they give you, you say like, sit down. But you would have seen black honey. Though that one you call black, it's not black. It is because they burn it the way they have harvested it. And truly in Nigeria, we have people producing white honey. They know the kind of food. They know what to feed the bees to produce the white honey. This is one of those things called i'jaz al-ilmi. You see, what our knowledge has not got to, and people are now discovering it. What you call discoveries now has been explained 1,400 years even before now. And subhanAllah, people are making riches from that. Also in these verses, that is adabu da'wah. How do you invite people? When do you should you argue? When should you just preach? When should you look and go away and don't talk to people? Yes, there are sometimes what to do is just to keep silent. All these abound in this verse. If you have somebody that will do the correct exegesis, you can spend a whole year and you will not be able to finish the components of this surah. I hope I have raised your temperament. I've raised your interest to know the meaning of every word in this surah. Another thing is, if you want to have iman in its perfect way, go and read this verse. You will, inshallah, be guided. As for today's class, yes, this class, we are reading from Surah Al-Nahl, verses 78 to 83. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want somebody, please, let people from the north also enjoy our own tour here. Don't worry, I will not turn this estate to Yoruba. But then, is that the verse, hopefully? Okay, let's hear you read.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Is it Ilorin Dobelo? If it is Ilorin, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Don't do that one. It is Baba Imam. But this one, you have to employ the Jewish at least one or two verses. Which one do you use? You? Markazi? Everybody Markazi? No other big people here. We'll pass the mic to you too. Okay, you read the verse, and we go. Just a verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wallahu akhrajakum min bukuni ummahatikum. لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون ألم يروا إلى طير مسخرات ألم يروا إلى طير مسخرات
There is مد مسخرات في جو السماء
مسخرات في جو السماء ما يمسكهن إلا الله إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. This is how to bring it closer. I hope our people from the north will also join me now.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ.
At least I am relieved of it now. So, is that all? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Please, next time you do this, share Quran with people, let them look. And you that have opening to the page. And I said, Wallahu khalaqa akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah has brought you out from the womb of your mother. Of your mother. La ta'lamuna shay'a. You didn't know anything. When he brought you out from the wombs of your mother, you do not know anything. For people that have learned like this instruction, nahu, anytime kullu jumalin atat ba'd or kullu jumlatin atat ba'd al ma'arif yu'addu halan. هو متخصص في العربية. يعد حالا. أحوالكم عند خروجكم من بطون أمهاتكم أنتم أين إذ جهلاء وهذا يعني تفسير لقوله لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah brought you out from, and then for the benefit of those that will come. If a jumla comes after nakira, what would that one be? MashaAllah. You see, it interests you when you see engineers. And that's what I tell people. Because I don't hold mic, does not mean that you, that you are doing lecture, you are better than me. See my student, my engineer, is completing things. And some people outside, they are there fumbling with people, with mic loud, and yet they don't even know simple rules. I mean, because we know you before, so we will not say, okay, we say barakallahu fiik. So barakallahu fiik. This is simple thing that you must know. These are basics that you find some people, they are public speakers, they don't even know. But then let's go ahead. Allahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'an. When you were given birth to, you know nothing. And indeed, I want you to understand two things from this aspect. It implies everything you need to survive with are actually not the physical thing you are holding on to. Because you were surviving when Allah created you, when you knew nothing. It's also a way to tell you that your knowledge you eventually gain is a blessing from Allah. Added advantage that you never knew before. Another reason is this. Listen please, and I hope you will understand. Allahu Akbar. All ideology that men proclaim today were not from them. You are not from them. They are imported ideology. It may now be a good one, and that one would be shari'i, ilahi, all from shaitan. Because you came to the world without ideology. I don't know if I passed the message. You are as blank as anything. Today you say, this is my way. Common is a borrowed way. It's an imported idea you are proclaiming. Because when you came, nothing. And that's the truth. And that's why we now say, now, we now have two ideas. One from God, and the other one from human being or shaitan. Why do you proclaim Karl Marx theory? Why do you want to stand by Aristotle? Why do you say it's Socrates' way you want to follow? When Allah has given you, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. You have come blank to the surface of the heart. Why are you now fighting me when your own way is shaitanic and my own way is ilahi? I hope we are with all. أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Now Allah said لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. He chose to use Allah is the best of all fish maker. We said the best of all species is the fish of Allah. Why? لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, because he wants to talk about the blessings of knowledge. He didn't say, أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ مَعَاتِكُمْ جُهَلَاءَ. He can. But because what follows is to tell you how to acquire knowledge. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. He chose to say knowledge because he now wants to teach you knowledge. He now said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ, he now created or made for you. You have the eyes, you can see with it. SubhanAllah, when you are younger, your father or your mother gives birth to someone younger to you, at 2 months, 3 months, you will be doing this. Hey, can you see me? Can't you? Have you seen a child doing that to his younger one? He didn't see anything. Neither can he see anything. But then, the three vehicles to establish knowledge, Allah now gave it to you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. There are differences between the ear and the art of listening. Someone whose ear is severed or cut can still listen. SubhanAllah. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. Now the art of listening, but sam'a will not be complete without understanding. Because somebody can hear voices, but yet cannot decipher or make meaningful use of the voice he hears. السَّمْعُ الْحَقِيقِ وَالَّذِي يَعْقُبُهُ الْفَهْمُ. That's why they say when communication is perfect, it's when you have made impact in the next person. So, today's lecture is, Imam was just giving us, what did you understand? He was just talking. And that's all. But if you can make him friends and understanding, that is what we call communication. As-sam'u, the second one is what? Al-basar. Allah gave you eyesight. And these are the vehicles of learning. Wal-afida, and he gave you the mind. Now some people will say the brain. Of course, there are simple links that we, sometimes we talk about it that we touch here. See, today scientists continuously find. They say my heart beats. When you are afraid, you did not feel headache. It is here that you feel. What is the link? And that is why you must always know that what Allah says. Yes, it may seem to you that the brain is here, but there is a control from here. And that is why it talks about Afida, for us. And that is your mind, how to establish good, know the right from the wrong. Three things are vehicles of learning. In classes like this, or lighter than this, or smaller than this, but more restrictive, we talk about which one is bigger, listening skill or seeing skill. Of course, in the Quran from the beginning to the end, usually, Allah gives you, talk about you listening for. And that is why you have somebody blind will still know, will still be more knowledgeable than those who see. Because this is most important. Aside listening, it gives you, you know, it gives you balance. It makes you to reason. They say the greatest tribulation that can happen to you is to lose your ear. Because somebody sees you on the way, when you see a car coming, blowing at the very loudest voice, the person would not know. And then may still be laughing, SubhanAllah. I do see people around sometimes, I cry for them, and you will never want it to even happen to your enemy, to lose the art of listening. And that is why we have Mufti from Saudi. This is the only Mufti we have had since the establishment of the Kingdom of Saudi that is having eyesight. Since the establishment of the kingdom, it is only Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafizahullah wa matta'a bi'ilmihi wa hayati. He's the only one. All the other ones were blind. And that's to tell you that being blind does not reduce. The only problem we have in Nigeria, no provision. But then being blind, of course, even in education here, we try to bring them closer. See people memorizing a whole lot of verses, chapters, books, and making religious verdicts why they see nothing. That is why as-sam'u is given preference over al-basar. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ. So Allah gives you this. Now, if you now combine the three, you will be able to make a very good use of your life. If you go to listen, you see, you were taught in class, you were shown practical, it becomes part of you. Sometimes you learn by seeing alone. But you combine both, it makes you good learner, and it gives you that special characteristic which is uncommon. As-sam'u wal-basar wal-afida. Now, these are another set of blessings in addition to the blessing of knowledge. Now, la ta'alamuna shay'an. Allah gave you these three things so you can learn. That is when we now learn who is father, who is mother. This is house, this is shams. This is qamar. This is water. This is sea. This is well. This is sama, this is earth. It is until Allah gave us it that we can differentiate between cold and hot. We can differentiate between white and black. All these are vehicles to learning. And if these were not given to us, how shall we be human beings? And that is why we must always recognize that it is not the extent of the largeness of the eye or the bigness of the ear that gives you the characteristic sight and the characteristic listening skill. It is actually the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Subhanallah, all these were given to people. Allah said the reason for giving them to you is to appreciate Allah. Knowledge should make you appreciate Allah. If the knowledge would not make you appreciate Allah, then it is not knowledge. We have the knowledge that takes you to Allah, and that is from Allah. The one you have that makes you disobey Allah is no knowledge. Again, because these three vehicles are to give you that specific mercy of knowledge. My brothers and sisters, I am not an engineer, but I know you do a lot of engineering things that require these three things. Is there anyone that would not? Of course, no. Even if it's to sit in the corner of your house, making some drawings. Is it not drawing? This one is one of you. So your drawings, your coding, who is going to tell me now? Your AutoCAD, and what of you that you do, we now even have biomedical engineering, water resources engineering. Everything becomes engineering. Before during our time, it is only three. You are not electrical, you are civil, and then you are mechanical. Even now, those three things, the rest are coming out of them. Yes, that is it. Because I don't know what is mechanical in your pipe that you are putting in my house that I'm constructing. What I know is mechanical is to drive car. You say, okay, I'll make sure it's mechanical too. Is it mechanical? Oh God. All these things will lie for you to know what to you, the quantitation. Somebody by sight alone will say, this is wrong, this is how to do, without working. And then when you try to bring and simplify what he has said, you find it exact. While I was a graduate some 23 years ago, while we were making our presentation, I did something on predictive microbiology. Predictive microbiology, you can predict, give me this, and I will tell you the date of expiry. Just know some samples, water activities, the temperature of storage, and the likely organism that will be there. If I tell you, wait for the number of years, that day the food will be spoiled. That is why some people used to compare between the statistician, the sorcerer, and the prophet. Are they comparable? Abadan. One is receiving source from Allah, and the other one, statistician is using his knowledge. But the third person, وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ. Now, to tell you what Allah wanted to use this thing for, and how to make best use of it. Allah said, Alam Yero. It is also read Alam Taro. And these are the two ways. I'm not going to go to the nitty gritty. When you want to learn about Qira'at, there are people who are perfect. Alam Yero ila tayri musakharatin fi jawi sama. To tell you, we just don't want you to observe thing alone. We want you to make it into use. And of course, if Muslim will not do, some other persons will do. Alam Yaro, have you not seen? Have they not seen? Have they not observed ila tayri musakharatin bi jawi sama? Have they not seen the bird that Allah has made it easy for? Made, he has created it in a form that it will be able to fly. سخر subdue. The truth is, if you are fighting somebody, even if the person will win at last, holy, you, even if it's the person that will win at last, then you will lift him and carry him up. You throw him down, even if he's going to win you at last, people will not forget that. You see, not? He has been subdued. He has been useless. Even if you are the one that won, I can't forget the number of times he lifted you. Ogbe Sisama. Hey, that's so you back. But that again is being advantaged or advantageous, because it is a way we have two hands, we have two legs. But they, alas, maybe it's for them to have wings. Musakhar means they have been created to have the ability to fly. Now, Allah doesn't want you to look at them alone. This same entity will walk on the surface of the hand. And the same time, just a little push, speed a bit, some would not even speak. And yet, they take up into sky, describing it, and this is what people have observed. And then we have a lot of play, cruise missiles, just because of the knowledge of what Allah wants us to look at. Musakharat, what branch of engineering would that be? Aeronautics, I guess. Aerospace, technology. All these are things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. Musakharat bin jawi sama, in the atmosphere of sama, ma yumsikuhunna illa Allah. But the way they are, their ability to get there, it isn't by themselves. It is based on what Allah has created in them. What should we understand from that? We should rather understand from that that Allah is the one that can create in any form he wants. Now, human beings are trying to learn from that, but this is not without limitation. Of course, the greatest self-bomber was designed in the form of a bird. They try to create, when a bird is landing, they look at it, they create the wing in terms of how the birds look like. All this is what Allah wants us to learn. Subhanallah, despite that we are now great, can we try to fly? You can try? All this Superman that you watch is a lion. And if you like, just create wing for yourself and jump. That's to tell you, that's one of the creations of Allah. Despite that, مسخرات في جو السماء ما يمسكون إلا الله إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. Allah said in that are signs for those who believe. Now, what is the link between that and what we are having today? The link is simple. If you pay attention to every creation or creature, you will always see signs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, all the creatures so created, Allah has embedded in each what can be used to make some other thing that will benefit us. Just because you know birds can fly, and then people will travel from Nigeria to Saudi. During my own grandfather's time, it is 3 years. In fact, some people 4 years, 2 years too. And that's why I tell you, no knowledge is new now. Do you know that they have decided how to travel from Kwara here to Saudi in books? They tell you every point. All those who are keeping Mopiya that you read, you think it is just a... They describe it. I saw one of those manuscripts where they describe every town you will get to, where you will see water, where you will not see water. People have done it. Some people, they travel and never return. Now, he begged to travel miles and returned. يَغْدُو خِمَافًا وَيَرُوحُ بِطَوَنًا. It means we who can devise a means, we'll go and we'll still recognize the point where he lifted. And that is some of those things we can benefit. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ كَانَتْ لَهُ فِكْرَةٌ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ عِبْرَةٌ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ. The more you think about the creations of Allah, the more you will understand that Allah is the supreme being. But yet, you will be able to make beneficial things for yourself, even from those creations of Allah. Many things have been designed in form of, you see, the sheep are designed in form of birds. Duck! In fact, when you park the sheep, they say it's duck. Isn't it? Sorry, am I communicating? Yeah, it's duck. Why? Because this is what they are things. Most of those things we now use today, we call technology, are actually an observation from the creation of Allah. I want to tell you, if you want to do invention, new things, don't study only what they are having now. You only be repeating what they have. I don't know if I'm passing message. As you are seeing that they are doing, you should not be studying an exact creature or a similar one. You will give us better than what it is. But humans, especially in Nigeria, our teachers have become cheaters. So no sense. I will not talk about engineers today. Our engineers have become what? Please use your senses. Personally, sometimes when I stand, I used to say, Allah knows why He created us to be combining two, three things. Sometimes I feel that if I go into what those people are doing, we will do it better than them. But we are almost the same. We've got a lot of things to do to reach. And that is why the only one we will do, by Allah's will, we always excel. As a microbiologist, I have been able to design a minus 40 degree Celsius refrigerator and patent it. Oh, it's in the news. People know that. And that's why I used to tell people that, come on, the knowledge you have, so because while I studied PhD, I used some machines that I cannot have here, but I must use it here too. How do we do it? Of course, I can't do it alone. I work with engineers. But not the engineer that passed and have first class. The engineer that uses his mind, that uses as either. And yes, that uses all. Not the one that only wants to have 2 wives and go to the labor market to be looking for jobs. A friend of mine commands every month a whole lot of millions, and he never gets employment in any engineering company. He started as, he knows all your, everything, he's mechanical engineer, he's civil engineer, he's what he does. One thing he likes to do is, when you are doing something, we're looking at you. Before you know it, you will do it better than what you are doing. But he studied engineering from this university. Some of you know him as I'm talking now. I use 2, 3 of them. I just like you that can use your mind. Not that we want to repeat what people have done. We want to do it better than them. And that is why when we have Muslim engineers, we want you to make impact rather than be a copycat. Let's go ahead. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min. And then maybe why they have chosen this topic is that some of them look more like engineer, this part, engineering course, but still it is one of the blessings of Allah. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. Buyut is, Allah said, I have created for you in your various houses, sakana. Sakana is tranquility. This one looks like a very good lecture of, but then it's fast becoming a rugged area. When it was, this is how it looked like. A place you find tranquility and ease, that's where you call Sakana. where you can relax. When you build house, you know you have houses. When you build hut, you know you have hut. And when you build houses, you should know it's houses. Allah says, that's whether you construct it. Please listen to this as you listen to all. That's whether you build by your hands. It is Allah that has given you the senses. Link it back to the first one. You come, you don't know anything. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. Of course, engineers work. Structural engineer, chemical engineer, civil engineer, everybody. It is Allah. Then when you finish constructing whatever you construct, you should always return the power to Allah, because it's He that has bestowed you with the knowledge that you are able to design. Come up with the design before you eventually build. Allahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُونَهَا. Before now, people made sheds from animal skin or skins of animals. Like we call tents and we call canopy. Now, it is one of the blessings of Allah to make you think that when you travel on a long journey, you need a place to rest. But Allah made you think that I can make a house that I will be able to carry. Your building can be carried along with you. You see somebody passing, I see some Chinese buildings now. Just one unit, bed is here. Eh? That bed can be turned to chair. Chair can be turned to... I will not say that. He said, I will tell you, if you need one, I'm telling you. Just a table now can be turned to chair. You simplified it. Second is always big and very relevant. But when it comes to buyut, like 10 khiyam, or khayma, that you go around with, تَسْتَخِفُونَهَا, you will be able to simplify it and carry it along. يَوْمَ ضَعَلِكُمْ, when you travel. وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ, we are always busy this time. But the truth is, sometimes it is good just to relax. Okay, I just want to travel to, we don't have a beach here. And today if you go to beach now, it's another thing you will see. They have bastardized everything and made life seemingly unbearable for us. You want to go to a swimming pool, you find nonsense, so you cannot go. You want to go to beach, you see bikini, you cannot go. Because you don't want to see things Allah prohibit. And the moment you say, okay, Muslim, we need that. If you want to create one, they say you are dividing the society. How do you now do? Some people in the UK sometimes will create swimming pool for sisters and brothers. They say this one is a stillat again. Because this one is under jalbab, really. But he is another man in the same pool. So those things that we used to have is only Allah that can return it to us. Maybe when you build your own house, have one. The only thing I used to talk about when you construct house and you have your house is who will use it after your death. And some people will still sell it or will fight over it. May Allah make us enjoy this heart and enjoy the day of resurrection. You can go to beach and you cannot book a day that other people will not come. But sometimes you go to beach, you make that. If you have that. In where I had my PhD, because mostly they are Muslims, we are always happy with that. If you go to swimming pool, sometimes you want to go. They have for ladies separately. They have for men, no interaction. Because the country already recognized that. Where shall we have that in Nigeria? Maybe where you start to make your own company. يَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا. You also make houses. Or you say, wa, another starting of, the commencement of another sentence. What will be there?
ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها. One thing that is very beautiful about Arabic is it has words for everything. This may be a pouch. If you have another form, it will have its name for it. The different sounds you make has its own use. Even you yourself, when you make sounds, it has name for everything. So also, when it comes to the cover of animals, wamin aswafiha, suf is the wool, and the wool is gotten from sheep. Wa awbariha, the hairy skin of camels, wabar. Wamin ash'ariha, that sha'aru is from ma'i. How do we now say that now? Everything is wool. These three things you have seen, but they have characteristics that differentiate each. If you talk of the hairy skin of goat, the strands are always very long. Even with us here that our own dwarf goat does not have a lot of hair, you will see it that it has a tendency of just a longer strand. But when you see of sheep, you will see it folded. La ilaha illallah. That one in sheep is called aswasu. That one in gold is called what? Ash'ar. What have you seen here, camel? The one we see here are poverty tracking. They don't have money. But the truth is, when you see camel too, sometimes you think it's gold. It has a whole lot of the air. I try to find out, and I see that camels also have air. And interestingly, every unit of these three wool have its different applications. This is where you can come up with. We have recommended to people that the cure for AIDS is in flies. The cure for AIDS can be gotten from flies, and some people are making research. Then they say they don't have cure. I say, you win. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ دَاءَ إِلَّا وَجَعَلَ لَهُ دَوَى عَلِمَهُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ وَجَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ. There is nothing of the sickness Allah has created except they have created the solution, the cure. But it is those who knows who know. You need to strive and do your research so you will be able, not just it must be there alone. Do research, commission work. We have brought honey to limelight in the microbial world to tell you of what it can do. Even by concentrations alone, it can kill a lot of microorganisms. Then you too, you can study this now that you have talked about. Look at that, what do you call it, that strand of air. You know, somebody told me, and I've even read about it, but I've not been able to do it. They said the tensile strength of that cobweb, that unit strength, if you have the strongest metal, iron, if you compare, if you pass the cobweb to that extent, that you have as what iron is stronger than that of iron. Bring the iron to that unit strand, it has a strength that is bigger than that. Despite that, in the Al-Hanel beauty, that is to tell you, when somebody is saying this structure, they say when Titanic completed its building, he said nothing can happen. And what now happened, Jari? He finished his building, he said, this thing, nothing will happen. He said, Inna awhana al-buyuti raisul ankam. My brothers, please read from the Quran. There are a lot of even scientific or your engineering things that you have not been able to extract. Wa min aswatiha wa awbariha wa ash'ariha. Asasa. Do you not know what that is? Asasa. Basato. Akumisha. Subhanallah. this friend that you have in masjid, you can make from this wool. Allah said, I'm the one that taught you this skill to be able to make your cloth from animals. So you can rear animal not for its meat alone. You can also rear it to make you to make cloth. You can rear it to what? To make basar. How do we give that a business? Spread. Wamatan, you can also make benefits. But subhanallah, this affairs and mata ilahi. It is only before it disintegrates. And that's to tell you, if you want to compare the benefit and the enjoyment of this world compared to the hereafter, no business. Because this one will lose its value as it continues. Mata'an ilahi. One thing I've learned today, if I still remember, I know it before, but I'm not happy to bring it. I learned it again from my sheikh, and I know you is your sheikh too. Abu Ishaq al-Uwaini. Say, rahimahullah. يؤمل الدنيا ليبقى له فمات المؤمل دون الأمل
فمات المؤمل دون الأمل
don't worry, you did not hear me. فمات المؤمل بالهمزة فمات المؤمل الأمل
فما تمل دون الأمل.
This is not ordinary, but all of you now. يؤمن الدنيا لتبقى له فما تمل دون الأمل
فما تمل دون الأمل.
حثيثا يروي أصول النخيل
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 فما فعاش الغسيل أو فصيل فعاش الفصيل ومات الرجل
فعاش الفصيل ومات الرجل فعاش الفصيل وما
تعود يؤمن الدنيا ليبقى له فمات المؤمن دون الأمل حثيثا يروي أصول النخيل فعاش الفصيل وما تعود This is the similitude of all enjoyment of the world. You want it to live for long, and you want to live alongside it. You have a dunya, it wants, it wish, it pray, it lost for dunya, that it should remain for him. We always like to live longer, but subhanallah, the life will remain. Why you that want to live 1,000 years will die? So to simplify that, I say, hafizan, yurawi hafizan usul al-nakhili. He plants the nakhlu tree. That's our own palm tree too. Yurawi continue to flood it with water so it will grow. But subhanallah, فعاش الفصيل ومات الرجل
فعاش
Another name for Nakhil al-Fasil, Fa, Sin, Ya, La. He is the one that is training the tree to grow. The tree grows, but never bear fruit in its life. It now bears the fruit for other people. Why would you not take advantage of that and show commitment to the worship of Allah? حفيظا
يراوي حصول النخيل
فعاش الفسيل
وما تركه فعاش الفسيل وما تركه
ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها متاعا أَسَاسًا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ All enjoyment, even if you have it, it is for a time. Two things. Either you need it, or it needs it. Despite that, Allah, let me rush this. We have a class of Samadrid, so we will rush the rest. Subhanallah. Allah ja'ala lakum imma khalaqa dilala. It is from the creation of Allah that He makes tents for you. Things are covered. You think you can make, subhanAllah, from the creation of Allah, you also make umbrella. You make your building. Zilal. وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانَ Al-Kannu is that specific cave that you hide yourself when you travel. We don't have the experience here because we don't have a lot of caves. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hid himself in cave Hira, Azah. And from there Allah gave him revelation. While he was running away from the persecution of the people of Mecca, he hid again. Aknana, you got to hide in a place they never see you. And it is from the mercy of Allah. So it's us reason. You saw mountains upon themselves and there will be a special king. You say, why is this here? Is it weathering? No, Allah has destined that this is the place you will hide. And this is the place some people will die. This is the place some people will sleep for 300 years. Everything of the creations of Allah has reason. But then, it is from His mercy that it makes you to identify those places. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ سَقِيكُمُ الْحَفَرَ I will not be able to go in. I like this place like other places. But from His mercy is I created sarabil, aknishas, your cloth that you use to prevent heat. Subhanallah, Allah did not talk about cloth that you use to prevent cold. Why heat? So, when I return from a place, somebody gave me one jalabiya. It is, you know, when they say it is heat period, they give you, they say, please use simple cloth. When I put it on, I was sweating like, I was wondering, this one should rather make everything easy. I discussed with you people. I told them that, come on, it is as light as this, even lighter. But yes, it is not meant to prevent heat. It is actually meant to attract heat. It is meant to be worn when the weather is cold. This is from the knowledge Allah has given people that live in that part of the country. Now when it is cold now, I now put it on and I was enjoying it myself. This is from the knowledge that you see from your sight, from your heart of listening, and from the use of your mind. This is the knowledge you gain from interaction with people that have broader experience than you. تَقِيْكُمُ الْحَرَّ It is also Allah that gave you the knowledge to make cloth. تَقِيْكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ That you wear to shield yourself. SubhanAllah, we have that shirt they wear. What do they call it? To prevent being shot. Bulletproof. And the bulletproof shirt is not as thick as anything. Just you, they shoot you, the gun will bounce back. It is from the knowledge that Allah has bestowed on us. Of course, it started with you wearing iron. And that is what Dawood alayhi salam used to do. But then Allah gave him, this is where your knowledge of engineering comes in. Which aspect of engineering would that be? War engineering. Materials and metallurgical. Only material. You have both used it to assist the cause of Allah a lot. I am thinking, I hope you are not sending this to internet. I want to develop a bomb. The bomb I want to develop, or another thing, I'm just thinking, and I know some of you will be thinking like me, two things. The bomb that when I throw it, will only identify the atomic bomb type, and will destroy all atomic bombs, so nobody will bully anybody again. I am also thinking of another one, that if we can think this material engineering got things to do, if you can have a bulletproof vest, I want a bomb-proof. You are me, Lulia, Linda Gosala, Pamata, See, there are a lot of things. And Imam Ibn Taymiyyah said, كل من فتح القرآن ليهتدي ساقه الله إلى هدى أكبر مما ابتغى. Anybody that wants to see guidance from the Quran, Allah will take him, will draw him to a greater guidance that is bigger than what he seeks for. But the problem is when you read the Quran, you want to finish in 3 days. Just never think about it. It's not good. You have to ponder because of time. There are a lot of other things I didn't say. Allah said, كَذَٰلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. I have perfected my blessing for you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. So that you can submit to the will of Allah. But in tawallah, if you refuse to do, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ بَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. You are only to deliver a message. Those people, despite you saying it, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Hey, please, this is a lecture for both of you, me and you. Do recognize the mercy of Allah and appreciate it. Do not be like the unbeliever. Thou will recognize and know the mercies and blessings of Allah. ثُمَّ يُمْكِرُونَهَا. They know that they know nothing. Come, you are fumbling now. مَا بَالُ مَنْ أَوَّلُهُ نُطْفَةٌ وَجِيفَةٌ آخِرُهُ يَسْخَرُ. You were nothing, you knew nothing when you come. Allah has bestowed this knowledge. Don't you think that you need to show appreciation? يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ. Anybody that refuses to recognize the blessings of Allah is the kafir, we call that kufru ni'ma. He said one of the greatest kufru is to disregard the works of Allah and to see it as if Allah has not done anything for you. Now you have not built house, you have not got car, you have not got new clothes, but you are still living healthy. Appreciate Allah. Ya alifuna ni'mat Allah, thumma yunkirunaha. May Allah forgive me for any mistake I've made. I hope that you will still go back to study these verses and make meaningful deductions and follow it. May Allah forgive all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.